Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, Tech Finder. That's Finder with a Y.
There's two stories dominating the papers here at home today. The young teenager murdered earlier this week, and also the election, the political row that's erupted after a homeless man was injured. We'll start though with the death of the young boy who was last night named by Gardaí as Keen Mulready Woods. Photographs of the 17-year-old dominate the papers here at home today, and particularly the tabloids as well. Just a quick look at some of the headlines first this morning. Face of tragic narcos death teen is the Mirror's headline today. Face of horror feud murder boy. Gruesome gangland is the Star's headline, and hunt for savage killers is the Herald's headline this morning. The Irish Times telling us Gardaí identify remains of teenager. Limbs discovered in a bag in Dublin have been confirmed as those of the missing County Louth teenager Keen Mulready Woods, and senior Garda officers said they were shocked last night by the brutality of the murder and the way the 17-year-old's body was dismembered. And DNA testing was being carried out on further remains discovered in Dublin's north inner city early yesterday morning, but Gardaí believe that the body parts are those of the teenager. And this all unfolded on Monday night when limbs were discovered in a black bag on the Moatview Drive area of Darndale in Dublin. And according to the Irish Times as well this morning, Gardaí are investigating reports that the boy's killers photographed and videoed some of what unfolded as well. And the young boy was from Beechwood Drive in Drogheda and had been missing since about 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. Just an incredible, incredibly tragic story, and just really gruesome details across all of the papers as well this morning. But there is more on that story, and I've no doubt it will dominate, and you'll hear much more about it throughout the course of the day as well. The other story though on the papers this morning is just a quick look at the headlines. Political row erupts after homeless man injured, is the Irish Times. And the Irish Examiner: I didn't politicise homeless man's injuries. Varadkar forced into climb down on first day of election campaign. You may have heard Sean Defoe mention in the news bulletin there a few moments ago, housing and homelessness were really two of the key issues that dominated the first official day of the campaign trail yesterday. And they've catapulted to the centre of the election debate. A political storm erupted yesterday over a homeless man that was injured during a tent clearing operation along the Grand Canal in Dublin. There's four separate investigations underway into that incident that occurred on Tuesday near Leeson Street Bridge while clearance works were being carried out. That's just in relation to that story. On the political side of it, opposition parties, campaigners said the incident demonstrated the extent of the state's housing and homelessness problem. But controversy intensified yesterday when the Taoiseach sought to draw the Fianna Fáil Lord Mayor of Dublin, Paul McAuliffe, into the affair. And asked about the incident by reporters at a campaign event in Monaghan, Leo Varadkar said he was concerned and called on Mr McAuliffe to make a statement about it. Mr McAuliffe is the Fianna Fáil candidate in Dublin North West in the election, and Leo Varadkar later denied that he'd been attempting to make the incident political. In response, Paul McAuliffe said he was disappointed that the Taoiseach went down this road, and he said that he'd asked for a report on the incident. And also the Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin quoted in the front of the Irish Times saying it was extraordinary that Leo Varadkar should seek a statement from the Lord Mayor after such a tragedy. That story is reported across all of the broadsheets here at home this morning, and we will keep you posted as developments unfold on day two of the official election campaign trail. To some of the other stories across the papers today as well, one story actually that caught my eye first of all this morning, it's in the Times UK today. Parents fined for lateness at school pickup. It's on page 5 of the Times UK this morning. This is a primary school in Kent that sparked anger after introducing this new policy. They're fining parents if they're late for picking up their kids. This is the new rules at the Holy Trinity School in Gravesend in Kent. Said that parents and carers will be fined £1 every 5 minutes per child if they fail to arrive at the school gates on time. And the policy also outlines that the school will they'll contact social services if a child isn't collected by 4 o'clock, and if parents can't be contacted, children will be admitted into the care of the local authority. But the penalty will only come into force if they've been late three times. Now, the move follows other similar policies in schools, which have argued that their already stretched budgets can't cover paying teachers for extra hours simply because parents aren't keeping to the timetable. Well, we want to hear from you this morning on this story. I don't know, is it a problem here or not? If there's any teachers listening this morning, you can get in contact with us, 53106, at a cost of 30 cent. The other story that caught my eye today, it's in the inside of the Irish Times this morning. Cameras at Children's Hospital to prevent babies being taken. Colm Keener writing this morning that controversial facial recognition technology is being installed in the new National Children's Hospital in order to prevent babies being taken. Dublin City councillors have been told. And the special child protection responsibilities of paediatric hospitals were also cited by the chief executive of the Children's Health Ireland, Eilish Hardiman, as a reason for equipping the facility at St James's Hospital with the technology. And Ms Hardiman said the hospital's CCTV system has a built-in capacity to control access by way of facial recognition technology, but that no decision had yet been made to use such technology. And there's more on that story, page 8 of the Irish Times this morning. To some of the other stories that you'll be hearing about today, interesting story in the Examiner on airport security check times, how they could be cut. This is security queues at airports could be slashed, and it follows new research that's been carried out at Queen's University in Belfast, and the time taken to protest the data through scanners, it could actually be cut from 10 seconds to less than a tenth of a second. And academics in Northern Ireland hope to make it harder to try and smuggle things like weaponry as part of research funded by a 1.7 million euro grant from Okan Yurdivazin of Queen's University, and said that what they're looking at is when people arrive at the airport, everyone has to go through security clearance and the body scanners, which can take some time. When we walk through the scanner, it can take around 10 seconds to collect and process the data and also to construct an image. It takes even more time when the data is sent to a controller who then manually checks it for illegal items. It can also add extra time though when there are false alarms, and they've now released new information in relation to how that could be cut down. There's more on that story, page 2 of the Irish Examiner this morning. Also in the Irish Times today, new rules to give schools 5 years to phase out waiting lists is the headline. This is schools will have 5 years to phase out waiting lists for children under new admission legislation, which comes into force from September of next year. And parents may only apply for a place in a school in the year prior to or admission. And the move will mean that parents who have put down their kids' names years in advance for perhaps maybe highly popular secondary schools will no longer be guaranteed a position. And the phasing out of waiting lists affects all schools. It'll be much less of an issue though at primary level due to the 5-year lead-in time. And in addition, under new measures, schools will be prohibited by law from asking parents during enrolment about whether their kids have disabilities from 2021 onwards. Instead, schools will be required by law to accept all applicants where they have space available. And there's more on that story, page 8 of the Irish Times this morning. Just staying with education, on the front page of the Times this morning as well, hundreds of junior and leaving cert students have been awarded grades based on estimates by their schools due to errors such as scripts being lost or candidates been given the wrong exam papers. This is a detailed breakdown of these awards, shows that in one case a student was given an estimated grade after complaining of being distracted by ants on their desk while sitting a leaving cert exam. In other cases, students complained of noise outside exam centres, a stopped clock in exam halls, or being distracted by other candidates. And the State Examinations Commission's practice of awarding these estimated grades has not been publicly acknowledged and does not appear to be referred to in official documents. There's more on that story in the front page of the Irish Times as well today. Also in the Independent, page 18 of the paper, water supplies serving rural B&Bs, pubs, creches at risk of E. coli cases on the rise. This is cases of a severe form of E. coli have almost quadrupled among people drinking water supplied by private wells and springs in recent years, and supply serving rural creches and schools and nursing homes and pubs and campsites, etc., pose the greatest threat. And this is according to tests. It's found that about 1,100 cases of the dangerous VTEC strain of the E. coli bacteria were reported in 2018, compared to around 300 annually, up from 2011. Ireland now has the highest incidence in the EU at 10 times the European average. And there's more on that story across all of the papers this morning. Just finally, though, in The Independent today, rising temperatures are killing off flies that bats, birds and fish rely on for food in and around Irish rivers and lakes. This is scientists now saying two types of stonefly can survive only within a narrow range of temperature and have been reduced to dangerously low numbers, most likely because of climate change. One has been formally declared critically endangered and the other is listed as vulnerable. This is in a report compiled by the National Parks.
Breakfast Briefing on Newstalk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, TechFinder. That's Finder with a Y.